5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last off. Here we go. I'm on page 26 in the art scroll. 26 in the art scroll, sorry. 26 in the art scroll. And Amnam, one second. Amnam, where are we? Amnam. No. Tyvus, thank you. Beautiful. So I was mechaven to the Feldheim the way I stopped. Amnam, page test 9 in the Feldheim. Here we go. Amnam, however. So we just got off, we're in the first perek. So the Holy Rachal told us that anything else that we think is good is essence, page 26. Amnam, second line on the paragraph in the art scroll, is empty and deceptive worthlessness. Amnam, l'chsheyivska adam l'tayva zayis, only 10 minutes. When you are zocha to this good, to the real good, you got to work to get it. You got to work to acquire it. Right? You have to do actions. Like we said before in the Akdama, that natural things you don't have to work on. But to be close to Hashem and to have ultimate good, you must work towards. Like we've been speaking about. The mitzvah is meloshen, as the Zohar says, mitzvah is not a commandment. Mitzvah is a tzavsa, is a connection. When you do what Hashem asks, just like when you do what your wife asks, just like when you do what anybody asks, or you don't do what someone doesn't want, it's not just I'm following what they want, I'm connecting. That's how I make a connection. That's what the word mitzvah means. So when you want to try to be davak to Hashem, you're saying, he asked me to put on tefillin, so I'm putting on tefillin. He asked me not to speak Lashon Hara, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara. He asked me to, whatever he asked me to do, I'm going to try and do, and that connects. Vihine, here we go. Oh my gosh, how blessed are we to have this right now. He put us in a place that pulls us away from that good, from God. If a person pulls and goes after them, here it is, I've said this hundreds of times, literally, probably more. The ultimate fight, we were speaking about this before, the ultimate war that a person fights is the war of finding Hashem. No matter where you are, it's going to be nisayon. People are looking to escape. You want to, your money is going to help you. You think this is going to help you. No, nothing's going to help you until you're dead. Once you're dead, maybe then, okay, then you're good. As long as you're in this world, you are b'soicha melchama chazaka. Ki kol yoylim are going to be a nisayon. It's going to be challenging. Ha'ani mitzad echad. Being poor. Now, he doesn't just mean physically being poor. It means also any anias, any lacking. Ha'ishur, and if you have a lot. When you're lacking, it's a nisayon. When you have so much, it's a nisayon. It's challenging. Like Shlomo Melech says, pen ezba, right? When things are going well in life, what do I need Hashem for? I got my Tesla. I don't need to say tefillas aderech. I have my Tesla. V'chichashti, right? I'm good. I'm feeling good. What do I need God for? V'amarti mi Hashem. And then what happens? And when things are not going well, what do? You kick Hashem. Now, hashalva mitzad echad v'yisru mitzad echad. If things are going well in your life, what do I need God? If things are not going well in life, why'd you do this to me, God? Either way, you're going to have a nisayon. Either way. Ha milchama ha chazaka. That's it, guys. We're only 3.5 minutes in. Could you imagine? So what happens is, your milchama is from the back and from the front. No matter what, you're going to have to fight. We don't like to hear this, but this is, it's Ramchal. V'miyela ben chayil. Oh, Amish, you hear this. V'miyela ben chayil. And if you become a soldier, and don't worry for those who say, what does that mean? I'm going to win the war. He's going to explain. And you'll win the war. You will be, we don't translate this as perfect. You're going to be a shalem. You'll be complete. You will be zoicha through your work to be connected to your creator. You will then be able to connect to the light of God in life, in emes life. Here he goes. This is it. This is why the Ramchal's, thank you, Hashem. Ukefi hashir asher kavash es yitzro. According to the amount that you conquered your Yetzara, and you tried to stay away from things that pull you away from God. He doesn't say you were Davik, but you tried. According to the level that you tried, so too, in that way, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem just wants us. Did you try to pull away from the things that pull you away from Hashem? Did you try and get close to Hashem? We're 5.5 minutes in. Incredible. Zakhtar Amchal, the world was for us. God, Hashem, created the world for us. Amnam, hinomerim shikol gadol. Here's the problem. If you go ahead and get sucked into this world, then what happens? Reb Chaim gets an underline together. Very rare to have a double underline I'm giving. Now, why didn't I do that? Oilam mesala imai. Oh, I even messed it up. Umakalkel, that was mamish. Umakalkel ha'oilam imo. That was mamish, a slip. I didn't even know that I'm on the next line. I did that. Oilam mesala imai, umakalkel oilam imai. You hear that? If you go ahead and you let, I love it. Because let's talk tachlis. The addict hates this world. He's disgusted by this world. He destroys the world. He's so sucked into the world. He's makulkal and he's makalkal the world. He can't enjoy this world. He doesn't even enjoy it. He's sucked into it and he ends up destroying himself and destroying those around him. That's number one. Eat, drink, sleep, do all the physical things, as he says in Derech Hashem. Then what happens? Who is Allah? That I'm going to underline. I can't believe it. See this? Who is Allah? The whole Sefer, we said by the end of life, the whole Sefer is going to be underlined. Who is Allah? The Ha'olam Mesala Imai. Not only do you, like I talk about people who smell good, you smell good, you eat well. The tzaddikim, I've always said this. The tzaddikim, I was going to see Rav Meir drink a coffee. You see, I said Rav Chaim Kanievsky was able to enjoy food more than any of us can enjoy food. Because what's the pshat? When you know exactly what this world is about, you actually enjoy it the most. That's what it's about. That's the misconception. That's what Ramchal's teaching us. You get lifted and you lift everything around you. Or you destroy and you destroy everything around you. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You know who says that? Kine ilui gadohu labrius, lahavdol. Lahavdol. Yeah, that's what she says. Pia Melody says that. Right? Whom? I never say that in a shir like this, but I'm saying it. Hu misale v'oyla misale imoy. Lahavdol. I hope you're the Ram Chal's Michael. Hu misale v'oyla misale imoy. You get lifted up. That's what he says. So you have two choices. And people like to play the nishtahin, nishtahair. That's when we get confused. Because it's very clear. Is the Gashmias abusing you? Or are you, what's your relationship to the Gashmias? Do you have control? People think, oh, I got to be bigger. I got to be this. I can't enjoy this world. I got to be parish. We're not up to precious. We got a long time till we get to precious. It's a long time. Right now, what is it? It's learning how to deal with this world. That's what the Ramchal says. The greatest thing for this tree is that it's right here, our table. Pages in the, right? The mushroom I always give is the chicken. For all the, you have it in the notes? Right? The chicken. I always say people for the, whatever their name is, the animal lovers, you love the chicken, so you're going to save the chicken. The chicken's barking, bark, 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 bark. What's it doing? It's pecking and pecking. Instead, what do? You take the chicken, and you shech the chicken, and you eat it on Shabbos, and you say, l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, I would love to be that chicken. Otherwise, what are you doing as a chicken? You're just sitting around bopping your head, blah, blah, blah. It's not, we love animals. We love animals more than anyone loves animals. That's why we shech them and eat them. You chop what I'm saying? Because what else is a chicken doing? What else is a cow mooing? We love meow. I love cows that moo. Old McDonald was a farm. Had a farm. We love a moo here and a moo there. But at the end of the day, what does a moo do for anybody? But you shech the cow and you sit and you say, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. That's Eloi Gadol. You sit there and you take this world and you love this world. You take this device and you use it to record a shir. Okay, we're wrapping up here. So you guys are inspiring me over here. So he says, sorry, I'm going quickly. That's what they want. That's what the R that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put to the side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him to tzaddikim. He says, Kevin Shara HaKadosh Baruch Hu R Shekatsu Letzadikim Samach. The light was happy. The light said, what else is the light? What else are these light bulbs there for? What else does the Home Depot want the light bulbs for? What? For some guy to go ahead and cut his wood. It's good to cut wood, but you know what I'm saying. We're using the R, right? Your great grandfather to use the R of the moon to learn a sefer. That's what the whole moon is created for. To give a little light so I could see Torah. The R is so happy to be in this Beis Medrash. Shenemar R tzadikim yismach. The light of the tzadikim will be happy. 10 minutes, 48 seconds. It's not even 49 seconds because we talked a lot. 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzirah away. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Wow, that's a new one. Oh, again, Sichaim brings out. Thank you.